The gig economy. It's not just for drivers or task rabbits. It is also for accountants. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It's tax day, and if you, like me, prepared your taxes online this year, you might have seen an option to talk to a real accountant if you were having problems. I noticed it in TurboTax, and the reason it's there is because the gig economy has now come to taxes. More than 90% of Americans file their taxes online every year. Intuit's TurboTax and H&R Block are two of the most popular programs. And this year, TurboTax is offering a feature that lets you talk to a real accountant over video chat to get help if you have a question. One of those on-demand accountants is Jake Bakke.
I mean, I get every kind of question. Some of it has to relate to, like, well, where do I enter my W-2, or some very simple ones to, you know, where they might have incentive stock options and they're trying to calculate the adjusted basis.
I do have a lot of questions about whatever that is. Bakke is an accountant based in Denver. He left his old firm to start his own practice, and he's supplementing his income by working as an on-demand accountant with TurboTax. It is a tax prep side hustle.
Obviously, you're not going to have a full book of business to begin with, so there's a lot of downtime during your first couple tax seasons. Intuit, you know, allowed me to take in as many hours as I really needed, up to 40 hours a week. I mean, you can work full-time if you like.
Bakke is one of more than 2,000 accountants working part-time for TurboTax. He signs up for shifts in advance and gets paid by the hour to log into Intuit's cloud-based system and fire up his webcam. And he says those basic tech skills are not standard for most accountants.
Some, they just wanted to use paper pencil and their 10 key, you know, with the spool of little paper. They're amazingly fast on those things.
Bakke is part of a trend. Highly educated workers joining the gig economy, not to drive cars or put together IKEA furniture, but to offer law advice or public relations or tax prep help. Arun Sundarajan is the author of the book, The Sharing Economy, The End of Employment and the Rise of Crowd-Based Capitalism. He says high-level professionals also want the ability to choose their own hours.
The platform has algorithms and a network that allows you to get access to the same kind of high-quality work and top-notch corporate work, but with a schedule that may be far better suited to your, your work-life balance needs.
But as a consumer, you might not want your accountant or your lawyer to be as random as your Uber driver.
When you press that button on your Uber app and you might want the driver that, you know, you liked, but what you're really looking for is to get from point A to point B. On the other hand, the consequences of not getting the right professional when you request an accountant or when you're requesting a lawyer or when you're requesting a PR professional are far greater.
Bakke, the accountant, says he's not counting on turning his one-time TurboTax clients into repeat business.
It's just a simple call-in. And when a customer's calling in, they're not expecting to build up a relationship with a TurboTax CPA. They're just looking to get their taxes prepared.
And he's not worried that gigging for big tax prep firms will eat into his long-term business.
So I'm not really worried about, you know, I guess, cannibalizing the industry just because the need for CPAs is just, I mean, it's ever growing. I mean, every year they say they're going to simplify the tax code, but they simplify it by putting more rules on it.
Bakke sees that as job security for accountants. But Sundarajan says it's possible that large branded platforms could change the nature of work for all kinds of professional workers.
I expect to see a significant fraction of business be conducted through these branded digital platforms connecting to independent professionals running their own businesses.
Today, about 16% of workers in America are considered to be in contingent or alternative work arrangements. That number has grown by 9 million since 2005, and it represents all the net job growth in the American economy. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you working in the gig economy? Or if you're a tech-savvy accountant, let us know that too, and let us know what tools you're using. Producer Stephanie Hughes reported this story for us. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than just help keep the show on the air. You actually help us grow and get better. It is a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and to make it possible for us to tell the stories of modern life through our digital economy. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thanks.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.